Hi, Chevra. My wife and I want to welcome you to the Fireside Chat, South Fallsburg, New York. The Baruch Shalom has such rachmanis. He loves us, he loves the world so much that when he sees that after 6 years the earth is tired, Eretz Yisrael is tired, is aching and tired, so Hashem says to the earth, I want you to have a year to rest. I want you to take some time off to rest, to pause, to think, to be rejuvenated, to get your strength back. So when we look at this time in a positive way, of course there's been a lot of difficulties, but in a positive way, Hashem has given us a little bit of a Shemitah, a little bit of a Yovel. Isha Mishpachto, to go back to our families, Achuzoso, to our ancestral homes. And it's given us time to pause and to think about how much we mean to each other. But the Torah says, Ki yamuch achicha, and says, Vogo olo hakora ve'lav. Sometimes a person is crushed, impoverished, going through some other difficulty. Impoverishment can mean many things. Uvago alo, and there's a friend who redeems him. Redemption can take place with a kind word, a smile, a phone call, a little text message. I know that I've gotten so much chizik from you, from the chevra. My wife and I receive daily all kinds of messages of chizik, because we all need that, because we're all waiting for redemption, and we're all worn down and tired. It's the Elef HaShishi. If Hashem has rachamanus on the land after 6 years, it's already 6 millennia. And Am Yisrael is so tired and we're waiting so desperately for redemption and for chizik.
Hi, everybody. So I need to start off by apologizing that we have no props tonight. We don't even have poetry, but we do have a little prose. And I wanted to share with you a piece that when I read it a few years ago, I put it aside because I felt one day I would like to share it with somebody because it moved me so much. And this is a small piece written by a Jew from Savannah, Georgia. His name is Bruce Feiler, and some of you might be familiar with his books. For those who don't know him, he, about 10 years ago, was diagnosed with a very severe form of cancer in his left leg. He didn't know if he was going to keep the leg. He didn't know if he'd ever walk again. He actually didn't know if he'd ever live again. Baruch Hashem, he did live to write a book and to enjoy his little girls as they grew up. And I'm going to read you something from his diaries during the year that he had the cancer, which involves our parsha. Just a little background here. He went to a friend's daughter's bas mitzvah, and it moved him very much. The haftorah that the bas mitzvah girl was reading was from our Torah portion in Vayikra,
Parshas Bahar,
which speaks about the Shemitah year and the Yovel year. And to his secular audience, he explains what Shemitah and Yovel are. So I'll begin from there. The Shemitah refers to a tradition whereby every 7 years, farmers are obliged to give their fields a year of rest, a Sabbath. Every seven sets of 7 years, the land gets an extra year of rest, during which all slaves are to be freed, all families reunited, and all people reminded to uplift the needy and tend the sick. That 50th year is called the Jubilee year. And though I'm still shy of 50, that tradition perfectly captures this past year for me. I was forced to lay fallow. I took off the trappings of contemporary life, vanity, ambition, pretense, and entered into a sort of parallel time where I was compelled to do things the Bible envisions. Be needy, be a stranger, be uplifted by those around me, be reunited with the ones I love. My lost year was my Jubilee year, and the jubilation, such as it was, lay exactly where God always knew it would be. In lying fallow, I became more fertile. In taking pause, I planted the seeds for a healthier future. Naturally, I worry that I might forget what I learned. I might slip back into the easy tug of whatever vices attract. Having taken off those old clothes, I'm tempted to pull them out of my closet and resume my old life as if nothing happened. But far beneath those clothes, I have a lasting reminder of where I've been. In the book of Genesis, Bereshis, Yaakov wrestles with an angel. The angel leaves a mark on Yaakov's thigh to commemorate his struggle. Forever after, Jacob walks with a limp. I too have a mark on my thigh, and though mine is far less lofty, it's a permanent sign of the wrestling I've endured. Touch it, and it takes me back to darkest moments of despair, but also the brightest moments when others came to uplift us.
Okay, Chavis, so there have been some dark moments, but there have been so many beautiful moments where you've uplifted us. We've tried to uplift you. We uplift each other. And we're waiting for Harachim and Yochim Lana Vesukas David Hanafelas Hashem to uplift all of us with the ultimate redemption of David Malka Mashiach, with the Gulash of Amitish, Mehem Yamin, Omein, V'Amein, Alechtig in Shabbos. All of our love.